Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there and welcome back to another episode of Scaling Wellness. As always, it is wonderful to have you here. Thank you for choosing me to spend the next bit of time with. Today we're going to be talking about the saturation or the perceived saturation that there is within the wellness industry and why you might be thinking that it's too late for you to join the digital masses and create a digital product that is more scalable than your current process. So currently you're probably working one-to-one in small groups. And the downside of that, as we all know, is that your time is capped, your income is capped, your freedom is capped, and you're quite restricted. You can help people really, really beautifully in that one-to-one space. And there's always a case for it. There's always a need for it. So I never suggest that people move away from that entirely. And I always think that wellness experts need to learn or sort of earn their stripes by doing face-to-face in-person work. It's really important that we understand our methodology to the best depths that we absolutely can, that we really understand the people we work with and we understand what works, what doesn't work. And we have a kind of system that we use when we work with people. And we develop that over time. Some of you will have developed that over years. Some of you will work quicker than that. There's no set time, but you just do need to spend some time. And I always caveat the digital space with that you need to become an expert in your field and you need to really understand your people. But once you have some expertise under your belt and you've been working with people and you've been getting great results, that's the key. That's really when you know you're ready. When you're getting great results, you've got a waiting list, you've got people queuing up to work with you, you've got people telling their friends, you've got testimonials coming out of your ears. When you have that and you get to that stage, you know that you are onto something. You are ready to replicate and scale. And that's where the digital space becomes really important and impactful for experts. Because we need to be helping more people, but we also need to be creating businesses that work for us as human beings with lives. You know, and often, so often, I see wellness experts who are sacrificing their own mental health, their own physical health, in the pursuit of helping their clients, which is admirable, but not sustainable. So we want to create something, and probably why you're listening to this is that you want to create something that is more scalable and has more potential to help more people. So why is now the time to do that? Well, we are living in a time where the healthcare system that we are fortunate to have in the UK is the NHS, is really stretched, and it's really stretched beyond the capacity that it has. It is under massive pressure. There are huge waiting lists. The appointment systems are rushed. The staff are burnt out. And this is becoming the norm. People are falling through the cracks. And they're not just falling through the cracks. They're disappearing into the cracks. And so there are crevices in the system that we are relying on. And at the same time as all of that happening, the population health is declining. Chronic stress, burnout, anxiety, autoimmune issues, hormone imbalances, mobility, digestion, heart disease, these are not rare cases anymore. They are everyday reality. And the truth is that no one maybe is talking about enough, is that your people are looking for your help, but they don't want quick fixes. They're not looking for quick fixes. They're looking for real, preventative, empowering care. And that is where you, as a wellness expert, come in. The healthcare system is relying on you to fill those gaps, whether they say it or not. That's actually what's happening in reality. And that's going to be becoming more and more of a problem. So as a wellness expert or a coach, a teacher or a therapist, you are becoming not just a kind of nice to have, but you are essential for your clients. You are becoming a bridge between your clients just surviving and actually thriving. And a digital product gives you the power to extend your help further than you can in your one-to-ones or in your small groups. So, for example, you can imagine someone in a rural area with no access to a holistic specialist. Or you've all probably had clients that have moved away and they've said to you, oh God, you know, the worst thing about moving away is I'm going to lose you. You know, we all have that expert that we just love working with. And sometimes geography is a real barrier. And so imagine someone with limited childcare that was navigating postpartum anxiety or pelvic floor dysfunction. Or imagine someone in that rural area with no access to the people that they really want to work with. Or a corporate woman who is on the brink of burnout but doesn't even know what system, nervous system regulation is. They need you. These people need you. They don't need you to be worrying about saturation and algorithms and all the rest of it. They need you, and they need you to show up, and they need you to help them. So you know what your method can do in person. So imagine the ripple effect if even 50 more people could access it, 100, 1,000. It's not unrealistic. It's the power of the digital product when it's done right. So this is more about, this is about more than your business growth, although that is a big part of it, and your freedom and your impact and your finances. But it's about also being part of a solution at a time when it's really, really, really needed. And so we're going to be talking today about how you can jump into the trenches and fill those gaps with the digital product and how that's going to work for you. We know now why the world needs us. I hope I've told you or explained why this is important. But now let's think about how we do it. So I know that you're probably scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, and you're thinking, but everyone's already doing it. What is the point of adding my course, my product to this sea of voices that are already out there? And you're really not alone. The feed that you're seeing, it's not the reality. The reality is that you are in a algorithm, a tiny curated bubble of the same people, and you're going to see these same people over and over and over again, recycled by Instagram. And just because you're seeing them, it doesn't mean your ideal client is seeing them. So do you see, you are in the pool, you are swimming with those people, with the competition, if you like, but your ideal client isn't. And just because you're seeing them, it feels like there are loads of them. They're everywhere. They're filling the digital landscape. My Instagram feed is full. It's literally all I see. When I want to look at fashion, all I'm actually getting is yoga teachers and Pilates teachers and PTs and people talking about nutrition. And that's because I am filling intentionally my algorithm with those people, because you guys are my ideal client. So to me, in my world, if you were to look at my Instagram feed, you would think this world is saturated. There is no space for anybody else. But if you are the postpartum woman who's stuck with no childcare and at home, you're going to be desperately looking for that help, and you're not going to be in that same pool. So you're not going to be seeing it as easily. So we need to make sure that we are not looking to the side. We put our blinkers on and we just look forwards at the person that we want to help and how we can best reach them. We need to shift our perspective, because you have not missed the boat. The wellness digital space is growing rapidly year on year. The boat, that ship, has not sailed. You have just been spending your time preparing for the right ship and the right boat, the one that you want to jump on. It's not a space that is full. The digital wellness space is far from full. And you know what? It's also far from done. And the reason why I know that is because the problem still exists. I say this over and over to my clients. whenever one of my clients says, oh, I want to work with menopause space, but I feel like it's saturated, I say, but is the problem still out there? If it is, then it's not saturated. It is not done. It is not finished. We still need to be offering the help. When people talk about weight loss, I don't want to work in weight loss. Everyone's doing weight loss. But is the problem still out there? If it is, we need to find your way of doing it with your ideal client and build something that reflects your expertise. And your ideal client is out there looking for you. They're waiting for you to put something out there. They're waiting for you to help them. So good quality products are still in demand. We are waiting. The digital wellness space is waiting for more leaders like you who can build with intention, with substance, with soul. And let's be honest, in your real work, your real life work, your person-to-person work, you are already doing that. That's exactly what you do. You build with intention, with substance. You create transformations for people. So Instagram can really make the industry look saturated, but that illusion is really costing smart women like you the chance to lead because you're being put off by the fact that there are other people already doing it. But reminder, that space is not fixed. People are still looking for your help. And wellness consumers are craving depth. They're craving nuance and connection, and they want to find the right person. Remember I mentioned that person that's moved away that wishes they could still work with you? That's your ideal client. They are the people that are going to be buying whatever it is that you put out there because they want the connection of working with you. So being really clear on who you are, as well as what it is you're selling and who you're helping, is going to be really a big part of how you create this. So just to give you an example of how this can look, is one of my past clients had a series of yoga videos and she had them sort of tucked away on her website. They were beautiful. She'd spent a lot of time making them, but there was no traffic to them. No traffic at all. She wasn't making any sales. You know, I think they were available for like £4 or £5 for every video on her website. And they'd been there for years. And I imagine most of you have dipped your toe into this world already. Because post-pandemic or during the pandemic, lots of us did online memberships, online videos, Zoom classes, you know, we all kind of dipped our toe. So you may still have stuff that you're doing. You may already run a weekly Zoom class. But for most of you, you feel like because you're getting no traffic, you're not getting any sales, you're not growing those products, you feel like you've tried it and it's failed and it hasn't worked. But the truth is, like my yoga client, she had just built it without a strategy. Without a strategy to get it seen, without a niche, without a clear purpose for who it's for, and a clear offer of what it can do, you know, what the outcome can be. And when we took those same videos and we repositioned the content inside a digital product with the right messaging, an audience, a very clear audience in mind, she had made more money in one launch than I think in about 6 years of having the videos on her site. So the takeaway is that it's not your idea or your videos that are no good. It's not that you're no good. It's not that the world is full. It's that you haven't been taught how to turn your method into a model that can sell. Hello there. I am really sorry to interrupt this episode, but I have something really exciting that I want to tell you about. I am running a free training really soon, and I'd love to invite you along to join me. We'll be talking about how you can implement some online wellness offerings into your business and how we can unlock the potential of what that might look like for you. So we're looking at moving beyond in-person, beyond one-to-one, and towards the one-to-many model. So if you're interested in learning how to scale your revenue, expand your impact, and unlock more freedom with simple digital products for your wellness business, I'd love you to join me there. The spaces are free, and I will pop all the details in the show notes so that you can register for your space. And so let's have a think now about some ways you can get started on this. So How do you take what it is you already do with your current in-person audience? And how do you get out of overwhelm and out of fear and out of saturation and into action to actually create something? And what I would caveat this with is to say, you don't need a big audience. You don't need even a website. You don't need loads of free time. You don't need to be a tech magician. You don't need a tech VA. You just need a few simple steps. And so these are where I recommend you start. So the first place is to pick one person and write their story. So think of someone that you have worked with in the past, someone who has had a transformation that you're proud of. And I think often as experts, we're not very good at asking people for that feedback. So if you don't know and you're thinking, oh, I haven't created any transformations, I can assure you, people don't turn up and work with you week on week if they're not getting something out of it. People do not want more yoga, more Pilates, more therapy, more to do. They don't want added stuff on their list. I don't go to my weekly yoga class for, you know, shits and giggles. I go because I get an outcome from it. I have a reason to go. I don't always want to go, but something gets me there. So I would really encourage you to ask your audience, who ask your members, what is it that you are getting out of this? What is the transformation that you're achieving? If you have worked with someone one-to-one and you or in a small group and you are aware of what that particular transformation has been, write it down. Write down where they were when they started working with you, what they were struggling with, and then think about what you did together. What was it? What was the process that you took that person through? And you can think about the specifics of it. You know, maybe it was specific exercises, or you could look at the overall support. You could look at the accountability factor. You know, what was it that got them from where they were to where they are now? And it will be you, it will be your methodology, but there will be more to it. Was it because they had to turn up once a week? Was it because there was outside support? Was it because they told their friends they were doing it? Was it because you gave them, you know, jobs to do during the week? What was it that helped them to change from A to B? And then when you have that, you will have your ideal client and your seed of a digital product. Now, what you will find is that usually your dream clients are the ones that you've had the biggest results for. Not always. And that's not always the case. Sometimes we want to look at our ideal client as just the person that we liked working with the most, because we don't want to create something which is for an ideal client that we don't enjoy working with. Because in 6 months' time, I can promise you, you will not want to run that course anymore. You'll be sick of it. You'll be sick of the people and you won't want to do it. So it has to be that this ideal client, this person that you're proud of, not only do you have to be proud of the transformation and what they achieved, but you also need to really consider how much you enjoyed it. Did you love working with them? You know, and what was that transformation worth to them? What did it allow them to do? So you already have this information. You might just have never looked at it this way before. So you're not starting from scratch, but I want you to think of repackaging what you already do that works, but think about the specifics of the person it's worked for. Who are they? What's their life look like? What is it about that person that you really enjoyed? You know, what characteristics did you like? And this is where we start to hone in on a bit of a niche. You start to realize that you actually do have a niche, a person that you prefer, that you know you can help the easiest. You know, you might say that you could work with anybody, but you prefer working with men. Or you might prefer working with teenagers. Like, have a think about that, because your preferences really play a part in choosing your niche. Don't choose something just because you think it's going to be profitable, because you'll hate it. Okay, so moving on to the second part here. I want you to take an hour in the next week, and I want you to give yourself some time and some space to dream. Now, I do this when I'm on a walk. So I tend to walk for about an hour, hour and a half a day. sometimes I'll have headphones in, but the times when I don't is where I get stuff done. I usually have my phone with me so I can grab it and make notes as I'm thinking. I can voice note into it. I can just get those bits kind of fleshed out. So I want you to grab a journal, maybe sit in the garden, maybe grab a cup of tea, find a little bit of space. But I personally do this best when I'm moving or I'm in the shower. So it's always some you've got to think about a time when you are most, where you come up with your best ideas. Shower's not ideal because you can't write anything down, but just have some intentional time scheduled in your week. And I want you to think about writing down what your dream offer would be if anything were possible. If you could work with anyone and provide any kind of transformation without thinking, oh God, well, Joe Wick's already done that, so there's no point, or oh God, Davina McCall has already cornered that market, what's the point? Without censoring, what would it be? What would you like to do? Who would you like to help? How would you deliver it? Would it be retreats? Would it be a course? Would it be a reset? Would it be a membership? Would it be a live paid workshop? What would it look like? How would you deliver it? And the first idea I can tell you now will probably not be your final version. Most people, including me, do not end up scaling their first version. The first version usually is where you kind of dip your toe and have a go. Most of you have probably already done that during COVID. But usually you need to do the first version in order to enter the world, in order to give yourself the grace to have a go. And also with these ideas, sometimes we need to write these ideas down to give them space to exist. They need to exist on paper before you shape it. You need to sit with it and sit with it for a few days, you know, think on it. Sometimes it's really frustrating when we're in this position where we want to choose a niche, we want to choose a direction and just go, go, go. For me, that's a really frustrating period of time because I am a doer. And I imagine you are too. I'm a get it done. Let's get on with it. Let's get it out there. But really, we do need to give things space to breathe. Because when you think on things for a certain amount of time, they become, they change. They take on different versions. It gives you time to mold and shape what it is that you think you'd like to do. So have a little think, brainstorm, do a mind map, do a spider diagram. Have a think about all the different things that you could do and then maybe circle around some of the ones that feel most aligned and then just think on them. And next time you go out for a walk, just have one of them in your mind and just spend a bit of time thinking on it. And the third and final thing is to join me live for my next free workshop. Now, depending on when you're listening to this, this is going to be going live. When is this going to be going live? It's going to be going live on the 12th of May. So you are in great time if you are listening to this because the next workshop is the 22nd of May. But there is going to be one in June as well. And they are periodically throughout the year, roughly once a month. So you can always have a look on my website, carolinecopp.co.uk. And I'll put the show notes below. There is always a workshop coming up. So the workshop is designed to help you to flesh this out. It's a training, really. It's going to help you to get clarity. I'll walk you through the path that I have used and that I have helped dozens of other entrepreneurs, wellness experts to go through, to go from one-to-one and small group work with a capped ceiling to a digital product that brings in income and impact and freedom. The key here is that figuring this out alone is really tough. It's slow. And for me, it was a really long road, a long journey of about 6 years to get to a point of deciding I wanted to do this, to actually creating something that has been scalable and has created wealth. Up until that point, it was throwing spaghetti at the wall and trying different ways and listening to this bit of information and that bit of information. But actually, I now have a map of how this works, how you go from no idea to just being great at what you do, to no real idea of what you want to do in the digital space, to having a product that can bring you that income, freedom, and impact. So don't figure it out alone. Join me for the free training. The next one, like I say, is the 22nd of May, and we will walk through how to actually bring this to life. So I'd love to see you there. If this is something in you today, that if there's something in you that feels a bit lit up, a bit excited about the idea of creating a product, then trust that. The digital wellness space doesn't need more noise, but it does need leaders like you. And it is a noisy space. So we do need to create things that are going to cut through that noise, which is what we will talk about in the training. But we need people like you who are full of integrity and ready to serve, but on that bigger scale. You're going to start messy, but we're going to start. And I would love to help you start on the 22nd of May. So I look forward to seeing you there. The training is called From Local Expert to Global Authority, and it's going to help you to move the needle in your wellness business. I look forward to seeing you there. If you have any questions, please do reach out, and the show notes will have all of the links that you need to get this off the ground. Take care. I'll see you again next week. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.